AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration is directing that all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion staff be put on paid leave and that agencies develop plans to lay them off. That in a memo from the Office of Personnel Management. Meantime, Lisa Dwyer reports on a change in immigration enforcement.
Officers will now be able to arrest migrants at sensitive locations after the Trump administration threw out policies limiting where those arrests could happen. For over a decade, guidance has restricted two key federal immigration agencies from carrying out immigration enforcement in certain locations, such as churches, schools, daycare centers, and hospitals. Immigration advocates say that migrants in the country illegally might not go to the hospital in an emergency or take their kids to school if they're fearful of deportation. A Department of Homeland Security statement says criminals will no longer be able to hide in America's schools and churches. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
22 states have sued to block President Trump's move to end birthright citizenship. And a winter storm's hit the deep south.
In New Orleans, people were out and about in the snow, up to 8 inches forecast for some parts of the Gulf states from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. King Prince was on Bourbon Street taking pictures.
This is my first time seeing all this snow. I don't travel during the winter because I don't like snow. I don't like cold weather. But it's been beautiful. I've never seen the city look like this before.
Amy Welch also says she's never experienced snow like this in New Orleans.
I just had to get out and experience it because we don't ever get snows like this, hardly ever, and it's just so beautiful.
A rare frigid storm charging through Texas and the northern Gulf Coast all the way to the Florida Panhandle, closing highways, grounding nearly all flights in some areas, and canceling school for millions of students. Heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain expected to move eastward through the region into Wednesday. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Red flag warnings for fire danger have been issued into Thursday as Santa Ana winds again sweep across Southern California. But forecasters say there could be rain this weekend, and Haya Panjwani reports that presents another issue.
The blazes unleashed complex chemical reactions on paint, building materials, cars, electronics, and other belongings that turned ordinary objects into potentially toxic ash. California State University professor Jackson Webster warns you don't want to interact with them.
You could be being exposed to specific things such as lead and asbestos.
Experts like Lisa Patel with the Stanford School of Medicine are also concerned about where the ash ultimately ends up.
It's hard to say in this soup, what of it is safe and what's not, because if the individual item itself is safe, it's probably coated with the chemicals from all the other things around it that have burned.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.